Although Georgia has a tense relationship with Russia, it is enjoying steadily improving ties with the United States. President Bush has voiced praise for Georgia's democratic elections, for reforms, and for efforts to fight corruption. We'll get a preview of President Bush's final stop from NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Tbilisi, Georgia.
For two centuries, Georgia struggled to maintain its identity under Tsarist and then Soviet rule. And since becoming independent 13 years ago, Georgia has pursued perhaps the most pro-American foreign policy of any former Soviet republic, both under former President Eduard Shevardnadze and the new young leader who toppled him in the Rose Revolution of 2003, 37-year-old Mikhail Saakashvili. Political scientist Alexander Rondelli says the first ever visit to Georgia by a U.S. president is an affirmation of Georgia's drive to get out of Russia's shadow.
I think it's very important to us to feel that U.S. president is here, because we are a small, weak country, constantly under Russian pressure and blackmail, I would say. And the visit of such a powerful man, you know, it just gives us boost. And also we feel that we are not nobodies and we are not in the outskirts of the former Russian Empire.
The bitterness between Russia and Georgia runs deep and is sometimes threatened to explode into military confrontation. Georgia alleges Russia is out to annex its territory by openly supporting two separatist regions of Georgia, South Ossetia and Abkhazia, both of which want closer ties with Moscow. Another thorny issue are three Russian military bases on Georgian soil. The Georgians want them gone now, but the Russians want more time to leave. President Saakashvili says that's why he chose to boycott today's World War II commemoration in Moscow.
I think it's one of the last legacies of Soviet period, the presence of former Soviet, presently Russian troops. And so in these circumstances, when one of the last legacies of Soviet totalitarian domination here in this part of the world has not been liquidated, I would rather stay here.
The Russians are already smarting over President Bush's earlier stop in Latvia, another former Soviet republic with which the Kremlin has a frosty relationship. Vyacheslav Nikonov is an analyst in Moscow with close ties to the Russian government.
Actually, he couldn't choose the worst places to go if he wants to impress Russians. Because I personally take it as an insult, because Latvia and Georgia are the two countries which are most anti-Russian on earth. So it would be like Putin going to Washington for some important celebration through Cuba and then leaving through Pyongyang from North Korea.
Russia suspects America is out to expand its influence onto its borders. The U.S. has military advisors here training Georgia's fledgling army, officially to help Georgia counter terrorist threats, but also to guarantee security for a new multi-billion dollar oil pipeline running through Georgia. Georgia has also been one of the most enthusiastic backers of the Iraq War. President Saakashvili committed 850 troops to the coalition, a huge number for such a small, relatively poor country. But though even most domestic opponents of the Georgian government say they support close ties with the U.S., some characterize the troop commitment for Iraq as a step too far. And they say they'd like President Bush to be more critical of Saakashvili. They accuse the young leader of being too volatile and of amassing too much power in his own hands. It is clear from the gargantuan repair job underway in this dilapidated city just how seriously the Georgian government is taking the visit by President Bush. Along the route that President Bush will pass, workers have been toiling around the clock to quickly do up buildings that haven't seen a paint job for decades. Roads are being repaved. Millions of dollars were spent on the impromptu facelift. Some residents say there's a Potemkin's village-type quality to the repairs. Others say it's just a bit of typically over-the-top Georgian hospitality. And they say if a visit by a U.S. president is what it takes to get things fixed up, they wish he'd visit every day. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tbilisi.